Where are they? We've been searching for how long now? I can't exactly go back without them, so... I promised that I would always find them and bring them home safely if they got lost. I just don't know where they could be. Think. Wait, I got it. Hey. You in here? Oh, thank. Good. Hi. Hey. Easy. Don't strain yourself, okay? Yuck. Just sit down for a minute, okay? I'm just glad I found you. Let me see. Yeah, that's gonna be tender for a bit. You'll be okay. You'll be fine. I promise. Now come here. Nope. There we go. Comfy. I thought so. You seem pretty at home when I'm carrying you. You must have been worried. Well, I did promise you I'd always find you, right? I'm not the one that normally breaks a promise, though, am I? Exactly. Although... you did give me a run for my money. I was completely lost on where to look for you. I had no idea. Yeah, not at all. But, lucky for me, I remembered that you told me about this place at one point. So I checked, and lucky for me, you were here. Exactly. Well... let me get you out of here. Let's get you back home, okay? Okay. There we go. Comfortable? Well, as comfortable as you can be, given the situation. Hey. It's okay. You weren't any trouble at all. I promise. The village can run fine for a few hours without me. I'm not that big of an asset, okay? Yeah, whatever. Bringing you home was the most important thing. Missing a few meetings isn't going to change anything. If anything, I should be thanking you for saving me from a boring evening. Cute. Yeah, you are cute. So, can I get you anything? Okay, if you're sure. Okay, I can wait around, yeah. Just until you fall asleep, though. You know, you had us all worried. Me especially. Yeah. You are a special part of this village. One of the main ones who give it life. Without you, it'd be... boring and sad. But with you here, makes everything better. Yes, I promise. I wouldn't lie to you about that. Is that why you left? Because you thought that you weren't valued. Or you weren't doing enough. You are a dork. You know that? Yeah, mega dork. That's okay. As long as you know now that you are valued and you're doing more than enough. More than most, actually. You are a member of this family. You have been since birth. And all these years later, that fact still remains. I guess the village is like a family. I mean, the whole pack mentality thing's like a family thing, right? Not really a family, but kind of. So why'd you leave? You look dissatisfied with things right now. So I doubt the reason you gave me is the only reason you left. Really? Oh my goodness. I love you. Okay? I love only you. And you don't bring my image down any. If anything, you bring it up. Without you, I couldn't smile so much. People think I'd be big and scary and brooding, and nobody would like me as much. You make me smile the most. More than anyone, okay? You don't bring my image down any. Now quit thinking like that, okay? Well, I can't stay because you need the rest. And that bed that would the doctor put you in isn't exactly the biggest. And I'm not exactly small, so. Here, I'll tell you what. Let me just. There we go. Lay on the floor like this. Right next to you, okay? Get some rest, darling. I'll hold your hand through the entire night. I love you. And tomorrow we're going to talk about this view you have of yourself and why you need to change it. Because you're perfect. You're amazing. Wonderful. All of the good words. And you deserve nothing but respect. Everyone knows how hard you work. And everyone loves you. Okay? Okay. Good night, darling. Don't run away again, please. You had me worried sick. I can't worry like that again. It's okay. Just rest for now.